Yesterday, Hiraji explained on medium form of Pamada. It is said that Panchasuva Kama Gunesu Chaitasa Vachako Vachaka Nubadana, meaning that letting one's mind go freely on five kinds of desirable objects and without mindfulness, without controlling with mindfulness, one lets oneself repeatedly on these sense objects is called pamada, and it is medium form of pamada. There are five kinds of kama guna, five kinds of sense objects, and they are attracting people. These kama guna are explained as group of desirable objects, and they are said to be kuttasa, group of desirable objects. These sensual objects captivate and bond the person so that the person cannot move, and these objects are called kama guna. And most of the beings are captivated by these sensual objects. Sights to be seen, visible objects, sounds, fragrance, flavor, tangible objects are the five kinds of sensual objects. And among visible objects, there are various kinds in various colors, such as white, red, yellow, and blue. Some people like white, some like red, some like yellow, some like blue, and so on. And these sensual objects varies in quality, eta, majima, and adieta, meaning some are ordinarily pleasant, some are medium pleasant, and some are the best. Also, with the sounds, smell, taste, and the touch, they are ordinarily pleasant ones, medium pleasant ones, and the ones that are most pleasant. Based on one's attention, even though an object may be pleasant, but if one does not have yoniso manasikara, if one does not have wise attention, one may think of it as object that is bad, unpleasant. So even though the object may be pleasant, but if the person has unwise attention, the person may take it as unpleasant, even though it is pleasant. Most of the people, they are attached, they crave onto desirable objects, and then they have anger, aversion towards objects which are unpleasant. When people come across desirable objects, they have greed, and when coming across undesirable objects, they have anger and aversion. Not having knowledge, one does not understand the true nature of these objects. One does not understand the true nature of nama rupa, mentality, and materiality. And thus, there will be not knowing and knowing wrongly, which are delusion. And based on these objects, one can have mana conceit, thinking that only I can enjoy such things. And one does not want to share with others, there will be jealousy, and also there can be envy when others are having good things. So in this way, people are having these defilements based on these objects. Most of the people, they are spending much of their time enjoying these sensual objects. There is a difference between coming across various kinds of objects without sati, mindfulness, and coming across these sensual objects having mindfulness. If there is lack of mindfulness, there will be negligence, failure. Having sati, mindfulness, there will not be negligence or failure, but instead, one will be developing wholesomeness. And Saraji will continue to explain today. Without practice of satipatthana meditation, there will be lack of mindfulness. One is staying among various kinds of sensual objects. One lets one's mind go freely on these sensual objects, and one is thinking about these sensual objects. It is called pamada when one is leaving one's mind go freely on these sensual objects. There is lack of mindfulness. It is called vipavasa. In the word vipavasa, vasa means living or staying. Pa vasa meaning living or staying among various kinds of sensual objects. And we here means lack of mindfulness. So vipavasa, meaning that one is staying among various kinds of sensual objects without mindfulness. By lack of mindfulness, one is letting one's mind go freely on these sensual objects without any control by mindfulness. If one has satipatthana practice, then even though one may be coming across sensual objects, but one has a control with mindfulness. So there are two kinds of staying. One is staying among various kinds of sensual objects without any control with mindfulness. And the other one is staying among sensual objects having control with mindfulness. People who like sensual objects, they think that one will be happy when they get the kind of sensual objects they want. And they think that by practicing satipatthana meditation, they think that they need to let go of these sensual objects, and they think that it will not be good to give up the sensual pleasure. So they are worried to let go. They are worried to give up the sensual pleasure. Saraji says, if one is sure to gain 1,000, one should be willing to give up 100. So by giving up 100, if one is sure to gain 1,000, one should not be reluctant to give up the 100 in order to gain 1,000. Even though sensual objects are good and pleasant, but they are flaws of enjoying sensual objects, there is a kind of happiness which surpasses so many times than the worldly happiness. And when one reaches the stage free from these sensual objects, one can gain the kind of happiness that excels so many times than the worldly happiness. Most of the people, they are enjoying themselves in various kinds of sensual objects without any control with mindfulness. A person who understands that one is sure to get 1,000 by giving up 100, the person will be willing to give up the 100 in order to gain 1,000. So in the same way, the person who understands that by giving up the worldly pleasure in order to come for a retreat, they give up the worldly pleasure. So here they have given up the worldly pleasure, which is called mila sukha, the sensual pleasure that is compared to feces. By giving up the worldly pleasure when they are here in the retreat, when they are practicing, they are gaining happiness living alone by oneself in practice, and also they gain happiness with bhavana, mental development practice. In this way, there will be seclusion of one's body and mind, kaya viveka, citta viveka. When one is being mindful, one is overcoming defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness. One is gaining upasama sukha, seclusion, being away from these defilements. And by practicing, one develops knowledge, discerning mind and matter, cause and effect, and characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. And one attains Udiyabhaya Jnana, knowledge into first arising and passing away of the objects. And one develops Vipassana Jnana, stage by stage. And finally, one realizes cessation where it is totally free from arising and passing away. And by gaining knowledge, by realizing cessation, one gains Sambodha Sukha. So one can gain 1,000 by giving up 100. If one is sure to gain 1,000 by giving up 100, one should willingly give up 100. In the same way, by giving up the worldly pleasure in order to join the retreat to practice, it is sure to gain the happiness that surpasses so many times than the worldly pleasure. Parityaga, meaning giving up the worldly pleasure, and there will be parigaha, one gains Dhamma happiness, which excels so many times than the worldly happiness. So one should be willing to give up the worldly happiness in order to practice meditation. And by practicing meditation, one can gain happiness that excels so many times than the worldly pleasure. So Sharaji encourages the yogis to practice with faith and confidence. One should have faith and confidence in the Dhamma that can give the kind of happiness that surpasses the worldly happiness. If one is staying among various kinds of sensual objects, having desire, enjoying these sensual objects without any control, with mindfulness, then one will only get sensual pleasure, worldly pleasure that is polluted and dirty, and one is wasting time mostly with the sensual pleasure. If there is lack of mindfulness, one's mind will not be protected. There will not be protection by lack of mindfulness. So there will not be avarana. There will not be protection or blockage away from these defilements, and thus one will not be safe and secure. When one comes across desirable objects, raga, lust, will increase. The degree of raga, lust, will increase. And when one comes across undesirable objects, the degree of dosa, hatred, aversion, will increase. And delusion arises all the time. So the unwholesome mind that is associated with raga, dosa, moha, they are called akusala citta upada. Unwholesome mind as well as the unwholesome mental states, both the citta and cittasika, both the unwholesome citta and cittasika, unwholesome consciousness and unwholesome mental states, unwholesome concomitants, are present. So by lack of mindfulness, these unwholesome consciousness, unwholesome mental states will enter. When there is lack of mindfulness, one fails to guard and protect oneself. So the wholesome consciousness that has sati, mindfulness as chief, has no chance to arise. And there will be a void, there will be devoid of wholesome consciousness. So if one is spending more time, if one is spending more time in enjoyment of these sensual objects, void will be getting bigger and bigger where it is devoid of wholesomeness. So it will be just like a vacuum where there is no air. In the same way, there will be a space, there will be void, which is totally devoid of wholesomeness. So in that place, unwholesome consciousness that has lobha, greed as chief, unwholesome consciousness that has dosa, anger or hatred as chief, will enter into the void, which is devoid of wholesomeness. Just as air will go into the vacuum space without being invited, in the same way, unwholesomeness will enter the void, which is devoid of wholesomeness. So the unwholesome consciousness will enter to the person who is enjoying the sensual pleasure without any control. Some go to extreme, some go beyond the limit in enjoying sensual pleasure, and they end up having problems such as getting illnesses, such as AIDS, and so on. And it is a big problem. By failing to develop wholesome consciousness, which has the mental state such as alobha, adosa, and amoha, there will be a vacuum space where it is totally devoid of wholesomeness. So in this void, unwholesomeness, unwholesome consciousness will enter, and unwholesome consciousness will overwhelm the person. So it is very frightening. Akusala citta, unwholesome consciousness, has the characteristic savaja dukkha vipaka lekhana. Savaja meaning it is blameworthy. Having this unwholesomeness, one is morally degraded, one is losing moral conduct, and also one is giving trouble to the others. Because one commits such things with bad intention, it can lead to bad consequences. Anitta vipaka, meaning that it gives unpleasant result. Savaja dukkha vipaka lekhana, meaning that unwholesome consciousness has the characteristic of being blameful, blameworthy, and it can give bad results. These are the bad results, bad consequences of having vipavasa. These are the bad consequences one can gain by lack of mindfulness. Akusala citta bada, unwholesome consciousness together with these unwholesome mental states have the root cause of negligence, pamada. Yesterday, Saraji explained an example. When one is traveling, one has to make use of a vehicle. Vehicle is made up of many parts, and among these parts, brake is very important. When the car is traveling in great speed, one needs to use brake. Without using the brake, there will be speeding, and then one can get into an accident. Driving a car without a brake, it is dangerous. And even though the brake works well, but if one does not make use of the brake, then the car will not get to the destination, but instead it will slip off, it can get into an accident. Sati, mindfulness, is just like brake in the car. If one does not have mindfulness, sati, then one's mind will be going astray. Without mindfulness, one cannot purify one's mind. By lack of sati, one's mind go to misconduct, and also the mind goes astray to sensual objects. Without mindfulness, it is impossible to keep one's mind onto wholesomeness. If one spends much time, most of the time, on sensual pleasure, then it will be difficult to control it. Saraji gives an example, the water that flows from the hill. As the momentum of the water flow is great, it is difficult to block the water flow. In the same way, when one is so used to letting oneself go freely on these sensual objects, then it will be difficult to control one's mind. People, if in the world there are a lot of people who are indulging in these sensual objects, then the world will be suffering and burning. So by lack of mindfulness, one cannot control oneself, and also others can get hurt. Lacking sati, mindfulness, it is harmful to both oneself and others. A person who is without mindfulness is compared to a driver who does not use brake in his or her car. If one does not have the chance to practice Satipatthana meditation, if one does not know how to protect oneself with sati, mindfulness, if one has not got the chance to practice, then one should have prudence or power of reasoning, patisankhana bala, when one comes across sensual objects. Before one does something, before one talks something, one should reflect whether or not it is beneficial. One should think whether it is something that can have a profit, or whether it is something that one will lose. So one should reflect before one does something, before one talks something. It is called Sataka Sambhajanya, reflecting whether it is beneficial or not. Reflecting whether it is suitable or not is called Sapaya Sambhajanya. And when one reflects before doing something, before talking something, even though it may be beneficial, but if it is not suitable, one should not do it. One should not do things just because one wants to. One should do it only when one should do things only which are both beneficial and suitable. So among the sambhajanya, clear comprehension, sataka sambhajanya and sapaya sambhajanya, clear knowledge, knowing what is really beneficial or not, what is really suitable or not, it is essential in every way, every aspect. So before one does something, before one talks something, one should reflect whether it is beneficial or not, whether it is suitable or not. So this patisankhana bala, when one has power of prudence, power of reasoning, and when one makes use of it over again, one can get mature. It is called nepaka panya, knowledge which is mature. When Sataka Sampajanya and Sapaya Sampajanya becomes matured, then one will be able to refrain from things that are not beneficial and that are not suitable. If something is beneficial and suitable, and if it is timely, one should do it. It is called Patihariya Panya, knowledge, knowing what is really beneficial and what is really suitable. When one comes across sensual objects, one should have this knowledge. One should have Patisankhana Bala, power of prudence, power of reasoning, so that one does not enjoy the sense object excessively. But the best is to have mindfulness. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one sati, mindfulness, will become strong. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one's ordinary sati will become upatthita sati, mindfulness that sticks onto the object. And later on, as mindfulness becomes stronger and stronger, it will become supatthita, firmly established mindfulness. So it is best when one's sati, mindfulness, becomes the good, when sati, mindfulness, becomes supatthita, firmly established mindfulness. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, when one reaches Uddiyabhaya Jnana, knowledge into first arising and passing away of the objects, yogi's sati, mindfulness, become supatthita sati, firmly established mindfulness. At the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, yogi does not miss or fail to note the objects, even the smallest details. Here, at this stage, it becomes avipavasa. One has mindfulness. One is not devoid with mindfulness. And sati becomes amazingly strong. So Saraji says, yogis should practice respectfully, meticulously. For those who practice respectfully, meticulously, it doesn't take long to reach this stage. Some may reach this stage even within 1 week. So Saraji encourages the yogis to practice respectfully, meticulously, with faith and confidence, and it will progress very soon. So, by practicing Vipassana meditation, one keeps the mind away from the sensual objects. By practicing Vipassana meditation, one develops Sada, faith and confidence. When one reaches the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, one is mindful even the smallest details. There will be avipavasa. There will be mindfulness. Mindfulness will not part the person, but the noting mind will be sustained on the object. Based on the object that the person is able to note effectively, one removes avijja, ignorance. One removes avijja, ignorance. So by developing knowledge, one removes avijja, ignorance. One's mind is away from these defilements and pollutants, and thus the mind becomes pure, and especially the mind becomes beautiful. At the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, Sada, faith and confidence become strong. Ogapana Sada, trusting faith become strong. And when noting the objects, yogi come to know clearly that the old object giving rise to new, old objects passing away, new objects arising. At this stage, sada, faith and confidence arises continuously. The mind that is associated with sada, faith and confidence is called sobhana citta, beautiful mind. At this stage, siddhi, mindfulness, becomes supatthita, firmly established. Siddhi, mindfulness, is continuous. When the mindfulness is continuous, the unwholesomeness that can arise due to lack of mindfulness has no chance to arise. So at this stage, siddhi, mindfulness, is overwhelming. It is a controlling faculty, sati mindfulness becoming controlling faculty as it is becoming very strong. So at this stage of practice, yogi has moral shame and moral fear to miss or to fail to note the object. Yogi feels shameful and fearful to shameful and fearful from the arising of these defilements that can enter the mind if there is lack of mindfulness. Yogi develops hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear from missing or failing to note. And thus, these beautiful mental states, hiri and otapa, also makes the mind beautiful. Based on the object that the yogi is able to note, there will be no greed. The mind will be away from greed. There will not be anger or aversion. But instead, the beautiful mental state such as sada, faith and confidence, and panya, knowledge, Viriya and sati, viriya and samadhi, concentration, effort and concentration will be present. Sada and panya, faith and confidence and knowledge will be balanced. Viriya and samadhi, effort and concentration will be balanced. There will be tatra macchatata, equanimity. Both the mind and the body feels light. There will be proficiency, adaptability. One becomes proficient in noting. Just like when one recites something that one has memorized, in the same way, the notings will be proficient. And at this stage, one recalls the wrongdoings in the past, and one confesses to oneself that one will never do this wrongdoing again. One will be careful not to make the mistake again. So in this way, there will be uprightness. Yogi also develops uprightness. And at this stage, sobhana cetasika, beautiful mental states, arise continuously. Sada, faith and confidence arise continuously. And viriya, effort, becomes pagahita, persistent effort, so that the effort will not deteriorate, it will not stagnate in the middle, but the viriya effort will be up and up. It will be persistent. It will be, the viriya is uplifted. And viriya, effort, is continuous, noting continuously on the object. Sati, mindfulness, is continuous. Samadhi, concentration, is continuous. In this way, sada, viriya, sati, and samadhi, faith and confidence, effort, mindfulness, and concentration arises continuously, and there will be Dhammacakka, where these beautiful mental states arises continuously. Buddha taught so as the beings will have Dhammacakka, the wheel of Dhamma, continuously arising in oneself. It is called Dhammacakka Pavattana when these beautiful mental states, beautiful mind arises continuously. And by practicing these Sopana Cetasika, beautiful mental states become strong and strong amazingly. And the mind that is associating with these beautiful mental states also become Sopana Cetta, beautiful mind that is wholesome. So when this arises, there will not be any negligence or failure. There will be no gap between the noting mind. There will be no gap between this wholesome mind. And in order to understand it, yogis should practice respectfully, meticulously. When they reach the stage of Udiyabhya Jnana, there will be no gap, no void between the mindfulness, between the wholesome mind, but instead mindfulness will be continuous. Just like Saraji gives an example, just like the floor is made up of wood planks that are continuous without any gaps in between. In the same way, at the stage of Udiyabhya Jnana, mindfulness, beautiful mental states, and wholesome mind will arise continuously without any gaps in between. And Saraji encourages all the yogis to practice so that practice